How do you view that then? Tough old game.
Yeah, a difficult game. I think everything you'd expect from two teams at the top of League One. Great effort and commitment by both teams, and probably a fair result in the end.
Very, very few chances, especially second half.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of kind of playing in the middle third and a lot of fouls. I thought the ref was poor, a lot of silly fouls. He gave soft fouls that kind of was a stop-start game, and we couldn't get any rhythm in the second half.
Now, I think I know how you're going to answer this, but you could mathematically, all but mathematically, go up at the weekend, but I take it you're not looking at it like that.
No, we just want to get back to winning ways. We obviously lost on Saturday and a draw tonight, albeit a positive draw tonight. We want to get back home and get a performance and get back to winning ways.
Was there a hangover after Doncaster?
No, not at all. I thought we started really brightly. Started in the front foot, scored, and the frustration was we didn't control the game at that point and really take the game to Burton. We let them off the hook a little bit and again conceded a poor goal from set piece.
Did you feel once you got that early goal that it was going to be your night?
Yeah, I did. I thought we looked sharp early on. It was a real, you know, high tempo game, but I thought we looked bright in the early stages and caused them problems. And we didn't capitalise in that spell, which was frustrating.
But you go again. Have you set yourself targets? Do you think, you know, a couple of wins and we're there, or do you just look at the next game?
Just the next game, and as I said, get a performance. You know, we try and focus on performance and the high standards that we've set all year, and we want to try and get back to those standards. And back at the DW, I think with the home fans behind us, we can get a big performance on Saturday.
Thank you.
Good Radio Manchester. Michael Jacobs obviously was out for quite a while with injury, but he gives you something, doesn't he? He gives you something else, although I don't know if you're a little bit surprised to see the ball go in after. It seemed to be a bit of a cross shot and nobody really knew that it had gone into the corner when he hit.
Yeah, it was, but he showed great feet in the wide area to create the opportunity, and he had another chance just after that where he fizzed it across the face. So he's a quality player. He picks the ball up and runs at people and it gives him a lot of problems, and his energy off the ball as well is fantastic, so it's great to have him back.
I mean, you brought Morgan back in as well tonight. You have a squad depth that maybe your rivals don't quite manage, and it allows you to come here on a night like this and really dig deep to get a result that probably will propel you towards the championship.
Yeah, I said that. I said the players' effort and commitment was outstanding tonight. We just feel our quality at times wasn't as good as it's been all year, and that's the frustration that we have. But in terms of desire and understanding what it takes to get a positive result in big games, I thought we were outstanding tonight.
And just in terms of Saturday, you're getting close, the fans will feel it. Is it difficult not to look that little bit too far ahead and think, well, we've done it, when you've got one small step still to go?
I think all year we've tried to work on progressing and improving as a club and as a football team, and that's what we try and focus on. And even tonight, whilst it's a positive result, I try and speak to the players honestly and tell them where I feel we need to be better and where we can improve, and that's what we'll do from now till the end of the season.